The second day, I was raking spilled hay up off the ground and putting it back into a wooden rack when my eye was caught by a man riding one horse and leading another down the street. At the distance, I couldn't tell much about him except that he was tall. But I knowed the horses. They was the Santos Black and the Bay I inherited from the late sergeant.
Son of a...
I dropped the rake and went into the barn. I had already noticed that the fella who owned the wagon yard kept a big rifle in there on a rack. It was some kind of handmade rifle manufactured for the Confederacy by a homegrown armory over in East Texas. He just stared at me when I'd taken that rifle down.
Hey, just a minute there, feller. What are you doing with my rifle?
I spotted a coyote. It looked a little crazy. Thought I'd better take care of it.
Oh, well, good idea. But that gun ain't too accurate. It's one of them hurry-up war jobs.
Don't worry. I'll stalk him good and close.
Here, I got about a half dozen cartridges here for you.
I figured I wouldn't use more than one, if I used any at all. I never was wasteful with high-priced ammunition. The two horses was tied in front of an adobe saloon, which was to be expected. I would have found it funny if that grateful stranger had tied them at the church. The stable man followed me out and watched me start down the street. I don't suppose he'd ever seen a coyote shot in town. I stopped and looked at the horses. They wasn't any the worse for wear, as far as I could tell. They looked the same as when I lost them. The black had my saddle on him. I didn't see no sense in waiting. That stranger was in the saloon spending my money. I cocked the hammer back and stepped through the door. I don't suppose you ever watched a man look at a ghost. That was my rusty-bearded friend, all right. I noted the second I laid eyes on him. He sat there staring at me like he couldn't believe what he seen. He dropped a glass that was half full of whiskey and let it spill all over the little square table he was sitting at. There was another man sitting with him.
Owen? What's the matter?
You borrowed some things that belonged to me, Owen. I come to get them back.
Long about then, he decided I wasn't no ghost and I wasn't dead. He didn't have anything to say for himself. He just reached down for the pistol at his hip. That wanted notice on the sheriff's office had said something about Owen Rainwater being dangerous with a gun. And I suppose he was when he stood behind a man like he'd done with me. But face to face, he just wasn't much. He never did get his pistol clean out of the holster. One thing about it, when you shot a man with one of them big old rifles close up, they didn't have to hold an autopsy over him to find out if he was dead. He just laid there on his back on the dirt floor with one leg all tangled up in his chair. I always figured the reason people like Owen Rainwater shot men in the back was because they knowed their limitations.
What the hell? What the hell? Look what you done!
That friend of his at the table with him was considerable agitated. I reloaded the rifle real fast in case I might have to reason with him. But he wasn't much on this face-to-face business. He ran mostly to talk.
You know what you done? You killed Owen Rainwater!
Well, that was sure my intention.
Mister, do you have any idea what a big man Owen Rainwater was and what a big man his brother Harvey is? Harvey's gonna feel powerful mad about this.
Well, I'm sorry if I caused anybody undue inconvenience. I just come to get back what was mine.
I filled Rainwater's pockets, and sure enough, he had my sack of gold. I had to take it out kind of careful to keep from spilling coins. The sack had a big hole in it. It also had a dark stain that I knowed was from my blood. It didn't make me feel at all sorry for what I had done. I held the sack up for the bartender and a couple of the customers to see.
I'm just taking back what's mine. He stole this from me.
They didn't seem disposed to argue about it. They was as agreeable a bunch as you could ask for. That friend of Rainwater's, he seemed to decide he wasn't thirsty anymore because when I looked around, he was gone. I'd taken Rainwater's pistols, figured they was fitting interest for the use of my horses and gold. Now, you probably noticed how a gunshot or two tends to draw a crowd. In 2 or 3 minutes, that little saloon was jammed so full of people that it was hard to draw a breath. There wasn't anything left in there that I was interested in. I went out front to see after my horses. Pretty soon, the sheriff came trotting up, puffing pretty good. He was carrying some extra weight for what frame he had.
What's going on in there?
Nothing now. It's all over with. I just got my property back.
Seemed like he pretty well pictured the rest of it.
You stay right there.
He went inside, and in a minute, he was back out.
Do you know you just killed Owen Rainwater?
Yeah, I already had that pointed out to me. I was just reclaiming my horses. I hope I won't have to argue with anybody over it, because I'm getting awful tired.
Well, maybe if they really are your horses, you're welcome to take them.
Then he said something that I ought to have remembered for myself, but had somehow forgot. It was a thing that kind of set the pattern of Joe Pepper's life for a long time afterwards.
You know there's a reward for Owen Rainwater.
He'd gotten me interested.
How much?
He scratched his head and wrinkled up his face like it hurt him to think so hard.
About $500, best I recall. Maybe it was a little more. I'd have to go look at the flyer.
Then he twisted up his face even worse.
But it takes several days to get it cleared and paid to you. You'll need to be moving on. That's too bad, because I'll bet you could have used that money.
You know how it feels to have somebody wave money at you and then take it away? It sort of grates at you, it does.
I ain't in no hurry.
You ought to be. When Harvey Rainwater finds out about this, he'll come looking for you. He ain't no man you want to fool with.
Well, I wasn't fooling with his brother Owen. Is there a reward on Harvey, too?
The sheriff's jaw dropped down to about the second button.
You don't think you're going to take him, too?
Well, sir, as long as I got to wait around anyway, I'd just as well turn my hand to a little pay and labor.
He stared at me like he couldn't figure out what breed of horse I was.
You know what I ought to do? I ought to deputize you, so whatever you do will be legal.
I would have had to study on that some. The idea of me carrying a badge didn't sit real good with me right then. But in a minute, he'd taken it all back anyhow.
I can't afford to do that. Harvey'd kill you, and then he'd be mad at me because I pinned a badge on you. I don't think I favor getting him mad at me.
Well, if he's such a wanted man there, Sheriff Smathers, why ain't you been out there hunting for him yourself?
Well, 3 reasons. First place, he's in another county. Second place, he's never caused us no trouble here, up to now. Third place, he'd shoot the hell out of me.
But once Harvey hears about this, you really think he'll come into town looking for me?
I bet my life on it.
Sounds more like you bet my life on it.
That's why I thought you'd need to be moving on.
Well, you're right about me being able to use the reward money. But I could think of lots of other things I'd rather do than sit around here waiting for somebody to come into town and kill me on his own terms.
So what are you going to do?
Well, here's how I reckon it. One reason I got Owen so easy was that I took him by surprise. That gave me a little advantage. I figured maybe the smart thing to do is surprise Harvey, too. Where can I find him?
Well, now...
For a lawman talking about an outlaw he was supposed to go out and get for himself, he sure seemed to know a lot of details. He told me about every wagon track, every cow trail and rat's nest between town and the Adobe Rancho where Rainwater holed up.
But, like I said, that's all in another county, and I don't want to say that the sheriff over there hasn't done his job, but them Rainwaters have given us all some sleepless nights.
How would I know Harvey when I see him?
I just remember what his brother looked like. Add 10 or 15 pounds of flesh and 30 pounds of meanness. That'll be Harvey.
Well, then, you get things moving on rewards for both of the Rainwater boys, because I will be back to collect.
He seemed to doubt me.